Hello. Please don't hang up. I swear it's not telemarketing. Yes, it's me. I can't believe you actually recognize my voice. It's been like, what, 7 years? Oh my god, there's so much stuff I want to say and I'm... Wait, calm down. Okay, I know I randomly called you and... You might be busy, so I won't draw this out too much. I just wanted to say that I'm back in town. No, not visiting. I'm actually back, like, living here again. Yes, I'm serious. I'm so excited to see how things are different here now. But let me say what I wanted to say before, you know, I start rambling. I really, really want to see you again. I mean, this has been on my mind constantly since I got here, so maybe we could hang out someday if you want. Today? Oh, no, of course I want to. I just... Never mind. Can it be like 8 p.m.? We could go to the movies and decide what we should watch there. Just tell me where you're living now and I can pick you up. I still know my way around here. I'm pretty sure I can find it. See you tonight then. I can't wait. Bye. Hi! Wrong house? What? Come on, man, I don't look that different. Wait, are you serious? Yeah, of course it's me. Who else would just randomly knock at your door at the exact time we agreed on? Alright. I know, I do look very different. Everyone has been making sure I'm aware of that since I got back here. I guess the college years have been very generous with me. But please don't make a big deal out of it, okay? I just want to spend time with you like we used to do. I knew you'd understand. You're still as sweet as you've always been. So, what are we waiting for? Let's go! Why did we choose that movie again? It was so bad. At least the food was good. At least something. Are you sure I can stay here for the night? I know we stayed out a lot longer than expected and my house is pretty far away, but I really don't want to be a bother. Okay, I know. This is the 9th time I asked that. I'll stop. Thank you. I have to say it, I had so much fun hanging out with you again. No, I'm not just being nice, I really did. I miss this so much. I missed you a lot, actually. Yes, I like being with you so much and I think it's time to talk about the elephant in the room, isn't it? I'm sorry if it makes you uncomfortable, but if I'm gonna sleep at your place, I think it's important to know that we're on the same page. Yeah, I'm talking about our situation. I don't know, it's been so long. Maybe you're way past that already, or maybe you don't even remember it, but I definitely do. I can explain what I mean better, but I feel a little weird when I talk about that. No, I do want to talk about it. I just don't know if you want to hear it. Are you sure? Well, okay. I'm pretty sure you remember how hard high school was for me, but I don't think you know the whole picture. You know, I was the girl that wore weird braces, had a lot of acne, asthma, like the complete combo. I was literally the stereotypical weird kid from movies. You also know my parents were not exactly the best at parenting, so I didn't know how to dress up probably either, or, well, talk to other people. Before you got transferred here, I was constantly made fun of and didn't have a single friend. I woke up in the morning thinking about going to school because home was bad, and when I got to school, I wanted to go home because it was even worse. I never told you this before because I was embarrassed and didn't want to burn you with my problems, but after you joined and became my friend, you were the only reason I was still going to school at all. And then there was that day when all the girls were making fun of me, saying that I would never get a boyfriend. You kissed my cheek and told them you would be my boyfriend. I'm sorry, I told you I could get emotional. But please let me finish before you say anything, okay? I thought you said that just to be nice or out of pity, but then when we were alone you said you left me. I was so happy. I really was, but I guess good things usually can't last for long. Exactly 1 week later, things at home got even worse, and I had to go live with my aunt in another state. That hurts so fucking much. I can't even describe it. And that's the point when you don't know what happened anymore, right? We completely lost contact. And I know I'm the one to blame for that. I was dealing with so much stuff that I basically vanished. After starting therapy and living in a decent place for a while, I got a little better, so I thought about contacting you, but I couldn't. Every time I did, I just kept telling myself you were already over it, that you already forgot about me, and you probably had another girlfriend and were happy with her, so I never did. When college began, I was taking better care of myself and my health, and I developed a lot during that period too, as you certainly have noticed. I know you're not checking me out, don't worry, but it's hard not to notice when you saw me the first time after opening the door and you realized it was me, you were blushing so much. You're adorable. Anyway, after that, I started getting the attention of men. A lot, actually. I needed to get over what happened between us, so I started going on dates with guys from college. I told myself that was what I wanted, that I was enjoying it, but deep down I knew it was all a bunch of lies. It was just empty. Every time I was with a guy, I couldn't help but feel that they only saw a pretty face and big boobs, and none of them could care less about me as a person. Maybe I just got really unlucky, I don't know. When I was younger, I always wanted to be like the hot, popular girls from class, and now it seems like every guy I talk to is only interested in having sex or showing me off as some kind of prize. That's some monkey's paw stuff right there. Well, not every guy, I guess. During all those years, I couldn't forget about the one guy who cared for me and who loved me for who I was, when that was literally all I had to offer. They didn't care about being all strides just to be with me. Ew. When I got a good job offer here,
I was so happy. The job part was nice, of course, but things I can help but think about all the time were how you were doing and if you were still single or not, and if you still remembered me or cared about my existence at all. I tried to hide from this for so long and convince myself it wasn't the case, but guess what? I can't. I just couldn't stop loving you, and I still can't. It's okay if you're not into me anymore. It's been so long. People change and life is life, but please just tell me how you feel about all of this. I'm so sorry, but I won't be able to sleep in the same bed as you. As just your friend. My heart would completely break. You can just tell me if you don't feel the same way. I'll just drive home, figure out how to deal with it, and then we can still be friends, I promise. Just be honest with me. You love me too. Oh my god, I was preparing myself for the worst. I don't know what to say now. I love you so much. Please, can I be your girl again? That's everything I ever wanted since the first day you talked to me. With that goofy smile on your face. I promise, I'm not going anywhere this time. I'll be here for you, and I'll do everything I can to make you happy. Have you? Oh god, I'm sorry, I'm just so embarrassed by saying this. Have you ever wanted someone so bad it hurts? Cause that's exactly how I felt when you answered that door. The thing I wanted the most was to rub my hands on your chest just like this and kiss you until I got out of breath. I'm trying to take things slow, but I've waited for so long. And why do you have to be such a good kisser? Why don't you take my dress off? I have a surprise for you. Of course it's fine. I've been very uncomfortable with the way people look at me. That's true, but with you, it's completely different. I want you to see exactly how much my body has changed since the last time we saw each other. How that weird girl you made happy in high school has grown up and become a sexy woman just to be right back in your arms, exactly where she belongs. I want you to look at my tits and how big and perky they got, and be eager to fill your hands with them. Here, Just pull the straps to the side. I was wearing this long black dress, so it's well hidden. But I bought a cute lingerie just for you. See? I told you I was preparing myself in the case you rejected me, but I also had to be prepared to make you mine if you didn't. I want you. I want you to want me so much that you can't resist. Just like I do with you. I want your hands all over my body. Can I take your shirt off now? I really need to have a good look at you too. Oh, you're so hot. Oh yeah, of course I think you're hot. You don't believe me? Guess I'll have to show you. Just give me your hand and I'll put it right here. Yeah, just over my panties. Can you feel it? Can you feel how soaked I am just from kissing you? I'm definitely not lying, baby. I can call you that, right? Take that as a yes. Just keep touching me like this. Feel how soft my tits are. Grab them. Massage them. Squeeze them a little. You can even play with my nipples if you want. My body is yours now, baby. So tight. It looks painful here. Let me up. Do you remember what I said earlier about not being able to hold myself back when I'm with you? I want to have you in my mouth so much, and I just can't help but get on my knees for you. I just want to make you feel so good. Do you like it when I have your tip inside of my warm and willing mouth? Ha ha. music on my tongue. I love to lick your shaft. And your balls. Get your cock back in my mouth. But I hope it feels really, really good. I really want to make you very happy. And I want to make you a very happy man. Oh, and it's not like I'm not enjoying this either. Oh, you taste so fucking good. That's with all that surprise. Oh, you thought I still didn't swear? Oh, that's cute. Yeah, I still try to be polite in public, but we're not in public, are we? I'm not afraid of saying how much I love sucking your cock. Or how much I'm thinking about being fucked by you at this exact moment. Ooh, you twisted pretty hard when I said that. Interesting. So, you like knowing how wet you make me and how much I want to have you inside me, and how oh, damn it. I'm trying to tease you, but it ends up affecting me even more than it affects you. Holy shit. I just can't wait anymore. Waiting, being patient, that's all I've been doing for God knows how long. Please fuck me. Make love to me. Now. Bend me over that couch and show me how much I belong to you, my love. I'll spread the lips for you like this. Just hold my hips on my butt and put it in me.
I can arch my back a little more so you can go even deeper.
is still closing. I'm gonna come at any moment, so please hold my hips tighter. Pull me as close as you can and come inside of me. I need to feel this. I need to be filled by you. Yes, please, please, please. Oh, oh my God. Oh, oh. No one has been this deep inside of me. Oh my God. You mean so much to me. Oh fuck, I love you. I love you. Oh fuck. Oh, please, please, come in me. Come in me. Get up. Yeah. You just make me feel so safe. Like nothing in the world can hurt me while I'm in your arms. You've always made me feel like this. Can I hold your hand now? Just like the old times. I'm here for you, okay? If things ever get bad, just know I'm here for you. Just like you've been for me. I love you.